Justice Minister Ronald Lamola spending part of the day briefing Parliament's Justice and Correctional Services Committee on the political overview of his department's plan. Now, last week he announced 19,000 prisoners would go free to prevent the further spread of coronavirus in the country's jails. Babalwa Ndenze is on the story for us live to us from Parliament. Babalwa, hi there. I believe the Minister explained why he believed the release of 19,000 prisoners was necessary.
Yes, indeed, Joy. And Minister Lamola, I'm just reiterating what he said previously, that you know the congestion in the prison is at such a bad state that the risk of a rapid spread of COVID-19 would be devastating. As we speak, I think correctional centres are seen as some of the few areas where because the virus is spreading quite rapidly. So the minister basically just reiterated what he said before, that these prison clusters are possible if they don't decongest these prisons. And they've selected, a category of low-risk inmate, which is, prisoners who are supposed to go on parole in about 2 years. That's the first batch. And then the second will be prisoners who are due for parole in 5 years. So those 19,000 will be made up of these two categories. And the minister says, they still are in the process of, finalizing this plan or this initiative. And he also, reminded MPs that there have been a few fatalities in some correctional centers, four in total. And the East London and the Western Cape correctional centers are one of the main ones that prompted this move to decongest the South African prisons. And MPs, in most did understand the approach, but there were some questions by members on how will you ensure that, they don't reoffend, and how are you sure that these prisoners won't, commit further crimes once they're in the communities that they belong to.
I understand the minister also offered a political overview of his department's plan to deal with COVID. What are the details of that, Babalwa?
Well, the overview, just to be specific, is part of a strategic plan from 2020 to 2025, as well as the annual performance plan for the department just for this financial year. So some of the plans are short term, and some are quite medium to long term. For example, he wants for correctional services input. The department is working on a more digital kind of approach, and as well as amending some of the legislation that that governs correctional services, as well as criminal justice. And this is the Criminal Procedure Act that he wants to be reviewed and amended again. It has been amended over the years, but he says it still doesn't fully reflect a constitution like South Africa is, and was intended for a different kind of society. So as well as the parole dispensation, which is also, besides the 19,000 low-risk offenders being released, there's also a broader, parole dispensation that the minister and the department is working on, going forward, as well as, Department of Justice and constitutional plans. So one of those is land justice, and he says the quest for land justice is well documented and, somewhat of an indictment to those of us who believe in justice. So he's also working on, he also mentioned Section 25 of the Constitution, which deals with land rights management. So he touched on a number of issues, including the state attorney, and legal services that the government provides for itself. So he wants, work on a State Attorney Amendment Act, which, creates a central coordinating office of state litigation, in the form of a Solicitor General, just to give you an example, Joanne. So he touched on a number of issues that affect the department, but the central message was that COVID-19 has, negatively affected all these plans. And most of these plans were finalized before there was even a single case confirmed in South Africa. So, they've had to now, relook at these strategic plans and, redirect some funds in some instances to, focus on this current pandemic.
All right. Babalwa, just a last question in regard to how the country's prison population has been affected by COVID from a national point of view.
Sorry, repeat that. I didn't get that. Sorry, Joanne.
So I was just asking how badly the country's prison population has been affected by COVID-19.
He said that, it's only 1% of the entire prison population that's been affected. But he still says, it's very important that they act at the very early stage. 1% is one would think it's a small figure, but, you know, 1% is quite big when you consider the overcrowding in South African prisons. And he also touched on, you know, awaiting trial prisoners, Joy, which is also a very important point that he touched on. There are these awaiting trial prisoners who can't afford to post bail and are merely just languishing, you know, in these correctional facilities when they could, you know, be sitting at home on out on bail, you know, and self-isolating or whatever. So the minister says, you know, they're also addressing this matter and kind of getting these awaiting trial prisoners who can't afford bail to be released.
Thank you so much for giving us the update on what went on in Parliament today. Babalu Ndenze, our parliamentary correspondent at EWN.